You are about to enjoy a By Maven Media production. I'm your host, Dr. Kelsey Vick, a board-certified orthopedic doctor of physical therapy and a women's health physical therapist. I'm super happy you're here. Now let's wellness girl chat. I know you guys are probably so sick after hearing so much about this next essential for our exercise handbag, but it truly is one of the foundational elements. So let's dive in to strength training. Welcome back to Wellness Big Sis the Pod. I'm your host, Dr. Kelsey Vick, a board-certified orthopedic doctor of physical therapy and a pelvic floor physical therapist. And we've been covering the essentials as part of our exercise handbags, which are basically the handbags that we might have different styles that we enjoy, whether that's Pilates or bar or sculpt or yoga, but the foundations and the essentials that we carry in those handbags should be relatively similar across the board and just tweaked a little bit depending on the style of handbag that we enjoy. So our first essential was high intensity interval training and sprint interval training. Our second was jump training. Last week we chatted about zone two and how it might not be as essential as we thought. And then this week we're adding strength training, which truly is maybe one of the most foundational ones in the handbag, especially as women and especially as women throughout the lifespan. So if you've missed any of those other episodes, they do build on each other. So if you're missing a few key components today, maybe check out the previous three and you might have a better understanding of where this series has been and then where it's also going. So before we dive into strength training, I have this concept called a longevity fund. And the longevity fund for me is basically little deposits that I make into this fund throughout life that allows me to build up a solid foundation for my health overall that I can pull from at a later date. So should I go through an injury or have something happen where I have to take a significant amount of time from exercising off or a mental health disturbance, anything like that, I have this longevity fund as backup where throughout my life, I've been putting little bitty deposits, whether that's exercise, whether that's water, whether that's a healthy meal, whether that's a meditation or a mindfulness practice, whether that's hanging out with my friends to fill my cup, whether that's diving more into my faith, all of these little bitty deposits into that longevity fund help to build that solid foundation. That way, when I do get a little bit older and my body's not as strong as it used to be, I can rely on this longevity fund and rely on the foundations that I've built up over time, over my lifespan, in order to help me basically live life to the fullest in those final few years of my life, final decades of my life, or when I undergo an injury where I'm not able to do all of the things that I'm currently able to do now. So a big motivation for me in my own health and wellness journey is this longevity fund. It comes back to me wanting to build this solid foundation so that I can pull from it later. And from, I guess, a clinical standpoint and from a physical therapist standpoint, a lot of the patients I work with, those who have built solid longevity funds, who've exercised consistently, who've eaten right, who've slept really well throughout their life, they heal better, they recover better, they have a better mindset going into rehab. And my goal is to get everyone, especially girls, to build up these longevity funds so that we're able to just push our bodies and how we interact with the world forward that much more. I have so many patients who I mentioned in the jump training episode where we talked about osteoporosis and osteopenia and bone fractures. I have so many 80-year-old women who have fallen and fractured their femurs or their thoracic spine or their lumbar spine, their upper back or their lower back, their hips, where we're working on helping them walk a little bit better, helping their posture a little bit better after these fractures and after these injuries where I know the research was not there in the past to know what bone mineral density even is. Why are women affected more than men? So I think it's super important that we start to educate about that and know, especially with bone mineral density, it peaks way early in our lives. So helping people to understand that, women especially, that this is the prime time to start to incorporate some of these healthy routines, some of these essentials into your exercise handbag, so that we can help build up our bodies, build that solid foundation for life. So I guess that's my big deeper why and one that strength training ties heavily into. Honestly, one that these essentials in our exercise handbags ties to a lot. And honestly, one of the prime reasons for this series because of how important it is that we really put little deposits into each of our longevity funds. So as popular as strength training is, it is for a very good reason. It's very protective against a lot of different things. So not only does it help us with our toning and our current aesthetic goals, but it also is protective for our entire musculoskeletal system, our bone health, our brain, our balance, especially as we age. So strength training affects us positively now and way in the future, which is why it really is the well-deserved popular girl that everyone's talking about. From the most basic standpoint, strength training or resistance training is muscle contraction against an external resistance to improve strength, endurance, or the size of a muscle. So the important thing to note is that we are contracting against a resistance, whether that is shortening a muscle or lengthening a muscle, or we can also have static contractions against a resistance, such as like holding a platter in your hand when you're at a dinner party trying to serve food. That's an example of a static muscle contraction, but you can do the same thing with a dumbbell or with a weight or with a band or a variety of external resistances. So how does strength training actually affect us physiologically? The very first mechanism that we gain strength by is actually through neural adaptations, which is basically improving the connection of our brain to our skeletal muscle fibers. Initially, strength training increases our ability to recruit those motor units, which is basically a collection of muscle fibers that are stimulated by a motor neuron. Our bodies figure out what to recruit better when we start a strength training program. Nerves are how we communicate with those muscle fibers. And so this first little strength gain that you might experience is actually based on our neural adaptations, which basically means better communication between our brain and our muscles. Not necessarily increasing the size of the muscles, but how we communicate from our brain to our muscle tissue. So physiologically, we also experience muscle hypertrophy. So when we lift a super heavy resistance, our muscles undergo small micro tears or micro damage that basically stimulates a rebuilding and repair process. That is why rest and recovery is so important. Exercise is actually the stimulus for muscle growth, but it's not where muscle growth happens. It just stimulates that micro damage to cue our bodies to send in all of those resources to repair and rebuild stronger than we were before. So muscle is repaired and rebuilt during the recovery. Exercise is just the stimulus for that repair. Our body is cued to reinforce that area so that we can handle the load better next time, which is why it's also important that we consistently load the muscles bit by bit over time in a heavier way so that we don't become static and plateau at a certain resistance. We always want to be pushing that threshold a little bit more to stimulate that muscle hypertrophy. Depending on how you train, different rep schemes and set schemes, your muscles will improve in size. They'll improve in overall strength. You can look at it as how much weight you can lift for one repetition, the max amount of weight. Or strength training can also help with muscular endurance. So a submaximal load, so a lighter load, a lot of repetitions compared to strength, which is a high resistance for one repetition. So we've chatted about some of the benefits of strength training, but here's a little bit of a list, and I know you guys have heard them, but it's truly important and it truly does affect so many systems within our body. Strength training increases bone mineral density. So important for women. We chatted about this with the jump training episode previously, but when we stimulate muscles, we're also stimulating the bones. By working our muscle tissue, we're also stimulating bone growth and bone reinforcement in those areas of the muscles that we're working. We also get improved metabolism with strength training, decreased risk of cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and some cancers, improved mental health and cognitive function, especially as we age. Strength training also improves balance and decreases fall risk as we age. I've mentioned fall risk a lot, but it's so important. And I know a lot of us are in our 20s and 30s, and it's not something we're thinking about right now. But as a physical therapist, I can tell you it is something that a lot of my patients think about, especially as they age. Strength training can also, of course, improve your posture and reduce pain, and there's huge mental health benefits. A few of the benefits by age, knowing that strength training not only affects us now, even earlier as adolescents, but also well into our 80s and 90s as well. So for adolescents, up to 40% of our bone mineral density is accrued during puberty, which basically means that strength training helps to set the foundations for our entire musculoskeletal system. It also helps to fine-tune movements as adolescents. We're trying to learn new movement patterns, and strength training really reinforces that when we are younger girls. And then it reduces injury risk, especially in sports. In our 20s and 40s, strength training helps to maintain bone mineral density and fight against that bone breakdown. It also helps to build lean mass, which is muscle mass, and support a healthy weight by balancing our body composition. Helps our reproductive health and menstrual cycle symptoms and our menstrual cycle regularity. And it also, of course, reduces the risk of injury and helps our recovery after injuries, which a lot of the time in our 30s is when our bodies start to be like, oh, I can no longer do this, or, oh, I can't warm up quite as well as I used to and jump into it as quick as I can. So strength training is super important throughout our 20s and 40s as well. For perimenopause and menopausal women, it counters the menopause-related bone loss and muscle loss. Strength training also counters the metabolic changes and weight gain, and it helps with hot flashes, mood, and sleep. And then in women 50 plus, helps to preserve strength, reduce fall risk, fights against chronic diseases, protects against pelvic floor symptoms as we age, and then also fights against cognitive decline. So these are just a few, but it basically shows that strength training really does tap into so many systems within our body, and it truly should be an essential in our exercise handbag. And to spell it out for you, I guess, if we don't strength train, it can lead to osteopenia, osteoporosis, which is weak or frail, fragile bones, and then an increased risk of fracture as we age. It can also lead to sarcopenia or muscle loss. And as we age, it's also a lot harder to build that muscle. So again, setting that foundation, not only for our bone health, but also for our muscular health in our earlier years of life is huge. Without strength training, we also have an increased risk for falls, fractures, cardiovascular diseases, and metabolic changes. So basically, strength training is great. We need to incorporate it. If at-home workouts, sculpt classes, mat Pilates, or bar are some of the styles of exercise handbags you enjoy, then let me introduce you to your new favorite brand. Stacked makes super chic and functional exercise equipment to take you from at-home workouts to the studio and everything in between. If you're looking to upgrade your exercise handbag, check out the Stacked mat and weights at the link below as a way to support the pod. Now let's get back into it. So as far as a basic framework for strength training and the current strength training recommendations, the guidelines are 3 to 4 days a week of strength training, hitting each body region twice. So whether you do 2 upper body days, 2 lower body days, 3 full body days, 1 upper, 1 lower, 1 full body, you can mix it around as long as you're hitting each body region twice. It's recommended about 2 to 4 sets of each exercise, with the important part being that you reach muscular fatigue no matter what weight you're lifting. The weight should just be heavy enough that you are able to reach fatigue within that, like, I'd say maybe 1 to 30 repetition range, depending on the style of exercise handbag that you choose. And we'll talk about that a little bit later because that can definitely get confusing. Strength training and your strength training routines are also a great place to add in jump training. It's super easy to go straight from squats into squat jumps and really get like more bang for your buck during each session rather than having to say, oh, I'm jump training today, I'm strength training tomorrow. You can totally combine them. External resistance is hugely important. We actually need that stimulus. We need that weight, that external resistance, whether that's body weight, whether that's actually lifting a dumbbell, in order to create change and create that micro damage within our system to cue that repair and rebuilding. So when they say in class, I've taken some classes where they say, bend your elbow, create your own resistance, straighten your elbow like you're pushing through, creating your own resistance. That is you mentally trying to create that resistance rather than actually having that external resistance, which is a key component of strength training. So it's still great for you. It still might get mobility. It still might help with that mind-muscle connection, but it's technically not strength training. So how do we incorporate strength training, knowing that we all have different handbag styles that we prefer? It's very hard to make a one-size-fits-all recommendation. 10 pounds for you might feel like 5 pounds for me and vice versa. Someone might be able to do 5-pound bicep curls. Someone might be able to do 25, and that's their limit. So it just totally depends on your body, your foundation, your prior history of exercise, and what your body can tolerate. But here's a few guidelines and things to look out for depending on the style of workout that you enjoy. So if you're an at-home workout girly or a gym girly, lunges, squats, bicep curls, bands, weights, cables, there's so many ways to implement external resistance, especially at the gym, but at home as well, you also have body weight and you can add more weight through dumbbells or bands or household equipment. That's also totally external resistance. When you think about bar, Pilates, and sculpt, I know this is probably where a lot of the judgment comes in, where bar, you're usually using like 1 to 3 pound weights. Same with sculpt. It's usually lighter weights, where you see all of these other girls lifting 15, 20 pound dumbbells for bicep curls. Bar, sculpt, Pilates classes typically utilize a little bit of a lower weight range and a little bit of a higher rep scheme. So it definitely is a form of resistance training. But the important thing is that you're reaching muscular fatigue, no matter if you're lifting 1 pound, 2 pounds, 3 pounds, or 15 or 20 pounds. So although it might be a lower actual dumbbell or lower weight, you usually will have to do more repetitions in order to reach that muscular fatigue. So we want to reach muscle failure prior to form breakdown, no matter the type of resistance or strength training that you're performing. They've also shown that 25 to 30 rep ranges can help with things like aesthetic goals, those body composition changes that a lot of girls want. And it can also help with mitochondrial capacity, which if we think about it, mitochondrial capacity, endurance, we're doing those higher rep ranges, which usually equate to endurance. However, these lower loads, so 1 to 3 pound dumbbells, higher reps of 25 to 35, are not going to improve your strength substantially. Unless you're starting from ground zero where you haven't lifted weights before, where lifting 1 pound is actually a large jump from what you used to lift. If you're coming from a sort of trained environment, lifting those 1 to 3 pounds, don't expect that to transfer over to being able to lift a heavier box. If you think about it, if you're lifting 1 to 3 pounds 35 times, that's not going to help you lift a super heavy box one time when you're moving. It makes sense logically. We want that specificity. So it does have benefits. It is resistance training as long as you're meeting the principle of muscular fatigue prior to form breakdown, but do not expect your strength to actually improve with that lower weight, higher repetition scheme. I think some of the true benefits come when we actually vary. When we stick to one stimulus for a long period of time, whether that's a 3 pound weight for 35 reps or whether that's a 25 pound weight for 4 reps, if we stick to that for too long of a period of time, we're going to experience plateaus. So variation in the amount of weight you're lifting, the amount of reps you're doing, the exercises you're doing, the direction of the exercise you're doing is actually hugely beneficial. That's why I love when girls tell me, I strength train, but I also do sculpt or I do Pilates and dance. Like, it's a way to get that strength training, but vary it a little bit so that you're not consistently doing 6 repetitions of bicep curls at 15 pounds. You're going to plateau after that. So it's very good to vary it so that we don't start to plateau. So to sum it all up, the key for strength training is we want to reach muscular fatigue, muscular failure prior to form breakdown. We also want to progressively overload. We don't want to plateau. So we want to continue to increase either weight amount or the amount of reps that we're doing or the amount of sets. We want to continually progress. We also want to include variability, whether that's in the exercises we do, the weights that we're lifting, the amount of repetitions that we're doing. We want to vary it to offset some of that plateau. But we also want specificity. So if you really are training for a big move coming up, you're not going to want to be doing as much low weight, higher repetition things in order to protect yourself with moving. You really want to train how you're going to perform. We've now covered the popular girl in our exercise handbag. Definitely an essential for us as women, especially now and as we age. So if you missed the previous episodes of high intensity interval training, sprint interval training, we chatted about cortisol in that episode. We did jump training and bone mineral density, and we've also done zone 2 training. If you've missed any of those episodes, take a look at the ones right before this. We are doing this exercise handbag series throughout September. So we still have one more essential to cover, and I'm excited to dive into it next week because we're actually talking about the nervous system as well. So I hope you're excited. I hope you got a lot out of today's episode. You learned something about your body as a female, and I would love if you shared this episode and actually taught another woman about strength training and her body as a female. That's my huge goal with this podcast, is just large scale education. So again, that we can all build our longevity funds and really just push like girlhood and womanhood forward. So when we're all 80, we're going to be up in the mountains skiing, like no issue. That would be wonderful. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and I'll see you guys again on the next episode of Wellness Big Sis the Pod.